This is Radio Superior 1957. Production of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around.
Hey, howdy ho, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. Tim Michaels here, rocking your world. It's a Radioactive Tuesday, November 6, 1957. Denny Anderson has the 6 o'clock news. We have an angry housewife.
Do you have to have an angry person on our show?
It's good to let people blow off some steam. We have a Sputnik rant from a Lake Nabagaman housewife, and we have angry college students protesting a jitterbug ban.
Angry people du jour.
I don't know what that means. Best of all, we have Machine Gun Kelly. Your latest shtick is to find the Thanksgiving pumpkin.
Hey, King Timothy, here's a helpful and important hint in Find the Pumpkin. It is not in any pumpkin patch, so leave pumpkin patches alone. I repeat, no pumpkin patch trampling.
You learned that lesson the hard way last Thanksgiving?
I'll say. I had turkey and dressing with Butch and the Hammer in the Douglas County lockup. They did have killer pumpkin pie, though.
Geek voice alert.
First clue to find the pumpkin. It's orange, round, and has a bunch of junk in it with three candles on top, and it's in a public building. Another hint, it is not, repeat, not at the police station or jail, so leave them alone. Later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile. Gamble's picking up the tab for Denny's News. They have a new thing. It's called a clock radio with an even newer gadget that's real gun, a snooze alarm. You can wake up to me on the radio. I like waking up with thousands of people. A GE clock radio for just $39.95 at Gamble's in Superior. Big Denny, it's your turn.
A plea of insanity has entered for Ed Gein, and we have new details in this horrific case. And the Rosenbergs might have sold information on rockets and satellites to the Russians. We begin our world report from Wisconsin.
This is Bruce MacDonald in Wautoma, Wisconsin. Edward Gein, admitted butcher slayer of a middle-aged businesswoman, pleaded innocent by reason of insanity today when he was arraigned on a charge of first-degree murder. He was ordered held without bond for trial in circuit court. After accepting the plea, Washera County Judge Boyd Clark found probable cause that the crime had been committed and that the 51-year-old should be held for trial. The farmer handyman is accused of the premeditated killing of Mrs. Bernice Warden, whose mutilated body was found hanging by her heels from a rafter on Gein's farm Saturday. The case now goes before Circuit Judge Herbert Bundy, who will decide whether Gein is sane and capable of standing trial, or is insane and should be committed to the state hospital at Waupun State Prison without standing trial. Gein also has admitted the fatal shooting of 54-year-old Mary Hogan, a tavern keeper in adjoining Portage County. The admission of the second slaying was from a lie detector examination at Madison yesterday. Gein's arrest followed the discovery of Mrs. Warden's mutilated corpse in the kitchen of his central Wisconsin farmhouse. Horrified officers also found 10 other skulls, skin masks, bones, and scalps in the farmhouse. Today's court proceedings lasted only 5 minutes. Clean-shaven, glassy-eyed, and trembling slightly, Gein stood before the judge with his attorney and clergyman. William Belter is the counsel for the bachelor farmer. He says his client confessed to killing 2 women and robbed graves to obtain 9 other human skulls found in his home. In Wautoma, this is Bruce MacDonald, Associated Press.
This is Dean Collenbach in Madison. The Chicago Tribune reports today in a copywritten story that Edward Gein has told authorities in the crime lab examination of a strange sex complex that motivated his sadistic rampage. The Tribune says that Gein, quote, divulged new and more horrifying details of his ghoulish activities. A shy, sly, mild-mannered bachelor, he wanted to be a woman, and he said this compulsion prompted him to kill women and steal other bodies from graves to get parts to wear upon his own body. As he left the laboratory smiling, funeral services were being held at Plainfield for Mrs. Warden. Mrs. Warden's body was found on Gein's farm Saturday night. Authorities searching the littered farmhouse found a collection of human skulls, which are being scrutinized by the lab. Gein says he obtained the skulls in a series of grave robberies from 1944 to 1952. The Tribune says it obtained its information from an investigator who was not identified. It said, quote, Gein had been extremely close to his mother throughout his life, so close, in fact, that he apparently acquired a feminine complex. After the death of his father, George, 20 years ago, he became more attached to his mother, with whom he lived with his older brother, Henry, who died in 1944. Before her death in 1945, his mother had two paralytic strokes, during which her devoted son, Ed, nursed her, further strengthening their relationship. Gein associated little with girls. He was too shy and had little interest in them. He said he never had any sex contact with them. After his mother's death, he brooded for a long time. From this emerged the compulsion to visit cemeteries. After a few nocturnal trips to graveyards, he began digging into fresh graves. In Madison, Wisconsin, this is Dean Kallenbach.
This is Rich Kramer in Plainfield, Wisconsin. Edward Gein's neighbors remember him now. They believed he was joking when he told them of doing away with persons who were reported missing. Gein was described by them as bashful and mild. Both of his victims were women, Mrs. Bernice Warden of Plainfield and Mrs. Mary Hogan of Bancroft. 16-year-old high school student Bob Hill from Plainfield says he had been shown what appeared to be two shrunken heads at Gein's farm some time ago. Quoting the teen, he said they were sent to him by a cousin from the Philippines. I didn't think anything about it at the time, unquote. Another neighbor, Mrs. Morris Diggles, says, quote, he was a little peculiar, like that time Mary Hogan disappeared. People would kid Ed about it, and he'd say, sure, he did it. Whenever there was any crime anywhere, Ed would confess to it. Everybody thought it was a big joke, unquote. Mrs. Donald Foster says, quote, he's admitted to us with Mary Hogan. We kid him about it like everybody else, and he'd say, yes, I went and got her in my little pickup truck and took her home. Then he'd grin, of course. Nobody believed him. Not then, end quote. But they do now. In Plainfield, this is Rich Kramer, Associated Press.
This is Jack Bell in Washington. Democratic Congressman George Mann is convinced the United States is ready to go into production of intermediate-range ballistic missiles. Chairman Mann's statement was made following a closed-door review of Army, Navy, and Air Force missile programs before his Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. Earlier, Mann described the U.S. as seriously behind Russia in long-range missile development and said inter-service rivalry is partly responsible. Lieutenant General C.S. Irvine said the Air Force has research underway aimed toward both manned ballistic missiles and manned space platforms. Irvine said manned rockets would permit human observation of natural phenomena and perhaps of an enemy from vast heights. Also, crewmen could direct a rocket weapon toward a sure hit, then quitting it before impact. Secretary of Defense Neil McElroy led off the testimony yesterday. He told newsmen afterward the U.S. missile program is in good shape with three intermediate-range weapons, the Air Force's Thor, the Army's Jupiter, and the Navy's Polaris. In Washington, this is Jack Bell, AP.
This is Bill Cortez in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. A counsel for a Senate Internal Security Committee says convicted atomic spy David Greenglass told him that Julius Rosenberg gave satellite information to the Russians in the late 1940s. Imprisoned in the federal penitentiary here, Greenglass was a brother-in-law of the Rosenbergs. Rosenberg and his wife Ethel, Greenglass's sister, were executed in 1953 as atomic spies. Quoting attorney Robert Morris, Greenglass told us that Rosenberg was stealing secrets about space platforms and atomic-powered airplanes. Another convicted spy in that case, Harry Gold, told the same story. Quoting Morris, Gold told us that the Soviets kept hammering at him to get scientific secrets from us. He said Gold quoted his Soviet bosses as saying, "We Russians can do it ourselves, but we haven't the time. You, by obtaining this information, save us time," unquote. In Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, this is Bill Cortez, INS.
The much-publicized thrill killer of the 20s, Nathan Leopold, won a new chance yesterday to bid for parole. Now 52 years old, Leopold has been in Stateville, Illinois prison 33 years for the 1924 slaying of 14-year-old Bobby Franks. The brutal killing and effort to extract ransom from the victim's well-to-do Chicago family shocked a nation. Leopold and Richard Loeb pleaded guilty in 1924 to what they said was the perfect crime. Loeb was stabbed to death in a prison fight in 1936. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:09. Tim Michaels has this message from Gamble's Department Store.
It's time to find out what thrifty Santas buy at Gamble's for only a few dollars down. Boy, listen to this great deal. For $5 down, you can get a Coronado 21-inch Sanford TV. Features slimline cabinet. It's a beauty, only $189.95. And here's the big special. For $3.95 down, get yourself a GE clock radio. Now, this unique clock radio has a snooze alarm. That's right. It wakes you to music or a buzzer. All you have to do is just plug it in, and you wake up and hit the old snooze alarm, take about another 10-minute nap, and it wakes you right back up again. $3.95 down, and this lists for only $39.95. Other great buys include Coronado Custom Deluxe Laundry Twins, Automatic Washer $299.95, the Electric Dryer $189.95, Gas Dryer $209.95. Always better buys at Gamble's. Remember, it's Gamble's. For a few dollars down, you get great deals at Gamble's in downtown Superior. Denny?
A derailment at Wascott early this morning hampered passenger service on the Chicago Northwestern line until early this afternoon. Another passenger train from Chicago is being held at Spooner, and patrons for points north of Spooner were brought to the head of the lakes by bus. A report says the Green Bay Packers coach will be fired. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson reports.
Packer officials say there's no merit to a report that Clark Shaughnessy of the Chicago Bears staff would replace Packer coach Leslie Blackburn next year. Quoting Packer general manager Vern Llewellyn, "It's ridiculous. I have no idea where a report like that could have started," end quote. Earlier this year, one of the least successful in Packer history, it was learned Blackburn was under heavy fire from the Packers' board of directors. Although he weathered that storm, there are indications that the board will make a decision one way or the other at season's end. The club is in the cellar of the National Football League's Western Division with 2 wins and 6 losses with 4 games to go. The 53-year-old Blackburn has another year to go on his contract, which calls for $25,000 a year, Denny.
Thanks, Mike. Christmas Seal sales chairman Joseph Moline says Christmas seals have been mailed to Douglas County residents. The annual drive, sponsored by the Douglas County Tuberculosis Association, opened last week. Moline says the purchase of these seals presents an opportunity for everyone to join in the fight to control TB. Great progress was made in the first 50 years of the Christmas Seal drive, but he says there is much left to be done, as tuberculosis is still the number one infectious killer in the nation today. And that's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
Man, oh man, you can just rock me to sleep tonight after hearing about that Ed Gein. I mean, he's real gone in a bad news way.
At least he's locked up. Maybe psychiatrists can learn a few things from him and treating people with insanity.
I wonder how long it'll be until Hollywood gets a hold of this story.
Hitchcock's already at his typewriter.
Hey, let's check the weatherman's crystal ball for this Thursday, November 21st, 1957. Ooh, it's triple sweater weather. Partly starry skies tonight and a low of 10. Let's make it 9, since 9 sounds a lot colder. Some snow flurries tomorrow with a high of 25. It must be November. All righty, guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, let's line them up right now, and let's ready to kick our heels back and forth. It's time to do the stroll with the Diamonds on Kickin' KUWS.
Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor. Come, let's stroll.
Sandy will quit whistling in my ear. That's the Stroll by the Diamonds. Last time I spun that disc, I had a school principal say that it was proof the country is falling apart. What a way to go, eh, Denny?
You never got along with school principals.
I blame them for everything. But cats and kittens, don't be a fool. Go to school.
Good boy, Timmy. Now, Superior Housewife Mrs. George McGibbon, just back from Washington, D.C., where she attended the Congress for Better Living.
What's the deal with using a husband's name instead of my name? Who thought of Mrs. Use the Bonehead's name? My name is Ruby, not Mrs. George. Got it, Mrs. Dennis?
Eesh, I'd rather talk to the principal than Mrs. Ruby.
Got it, Ruby.
I didn't say you could get so familiar, mister.
Really glad.
So, ma'am, the housewives conference had a few complaints?
It isn't that we don't like being housewives, but as they say, a housewife's work is never done. That's the problem. It's dreadful continuity. It's always there. It's so daily.
But you don't have a job, so it can't be too bad.
You think we sit around watching the guiding light and search for tomorrow between neighborhood women getting together for lunch and card games?
Yeah, that's what I do before I come here.
100 women from 45 states were at this Gab Fest. It was put on by McCall's Magazine. We got a chance to get things off our chest that, frankly, none of our husbands have a clue about. I mean, you, we don't mind the work. Being a housewife can be creative in cooking, sewing, and especially entertaining. But I tell you what, the routine gobbles up our souls. It's never over. Dirty clothes, always washing and ironing and folding, and windows. They never stay clean. Dog nose marks, kids' fingerprints, rain spots. It's frustrating. And then there's the dishes. Always the dirty dishes.
Two words. Paper plates.
And no time for yourself, either?
Hey, you nailed it, sister. I mean, it's always for the kids or always for the hubby. When he gets home, he wants his slippers. He wants his highball. He wants his afternoon newspaper. He wants his pipe, and he wants his slippers. But instead of sitting in front of the TV watching Father Knows Best, we came up with a solution for the poor dear's personal time. Move the easy chair into the mudroom. Let his place of solitude be where the kids track in mud and throw their shoes and hats on the floor.
So the feminine American dream isn't washing walls and children?
The washing walls I can do without. The kids, they're my treasure. So is the mister. But being the missus sometimes ain't what it's cracked up to be. Let me go to the office for a week and let Mr. Ruby McKibben switch places with me. They'd revolt before the week is out. Anyway, it is a good life, but sometimes you feel unappreciated, and you feel like you have no more to offer than being the mother in Ozzie and Harriet.
Ruby McKibben, Superior Housewife and delegate in last month's Congress on Better Living in Washington.
I've got to run or someone's dinner will be late. Thanks for the chance to talk. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Ooh, boy, does she like being a housewife or hate being a housewife?
Not sure. Wasn't going to ask either.
Smart man. Smart as a newsman. I need something wonderful. So here's Johnny Mathis and his latest on the Tim Michaels We're Going to Hell in a Handbasket dance party.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool salty air. Turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. My love. about you. Some quiet evening I sit by your side, and we're lost in a world of our own. I feel the glow of your unspoken love. I'm aware of the treasure.
Johnny Matheson, wonderful, wonderful on Kickin' KUWS. We've got Machine Gun Kelly on the horn with another clue in Find the Pumpkin. What's buzzing, cousin?
Hey, the word from the bird is that the pumpkin with three candles sticking out of it is not in any pumpkin patch or farmer's garden.
Not taking any chances, eh, Big Gun?
Gun's not cruising for another bruising. Helpful hint number two, it's inside a government building with annoying people.
That's not a hint. That's the definition of a government building.
Let's just say there are no elected officials in that building. And it's on the top floor. How's that? I gotta fly, man.
Man, I think that he just turned into a bat and flew away. Cool.
Weird. Now, with a few words about the Sputnik scare, here is Mrs. John Alander of Lake Debagamon. Good evening.
It's fine to call me Mrs. John Alander. I'm proud of that name.
That's a relief. You have a poem you'd like to read?
I do. I wrote it 2 weeks ago when Sputnik 2 went up. Here goes. The old man in the moon seems quite perturbed these days, 'cause baby moons and Sputniks are mankind's latest craze. For so many, many years, old moon, you hung in space. Now there's something I can't figure out. Why do we need your place? I'm just a plain farm woman, but even I can see making atom bombs and Sputniks is crazy as can be. If the Russians want to travel, feel they need more room to dwell, I hope they bust their britches with those instruments of hell. God made man, gave us a choice to make things good or bad. Now he's crying raindrop tears because missiles are the latest fad. Dear God, give us peace once more. Make all your children see this fighting with each other will never keep us free. With things the way that God made them, I'm happy as can be. On this farm in old Wisconsin, I'll bet there are many more like me. Sincerely, Mrs. John Alander of Lake Nebagamon.
Wow. That pretty much sums up the past 6 weeks.
I get these inspirations whenever I feed the lambs.
Lambs are inspiring.
That's why they're in the Bible.
Machine Gun Kelly's on deck with a rowdy jitterbug protesting college cats. But first, a KUWS bad bug twin spin. First, it's Fats getting rid of a headache and Blue Monday on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day. Tonight got no time to play. Here come Wednesday, I'm beat to my stars. My girl called, got to tell her that I'm out. 'Cause Thursday is a hard working day, and Friday I'll get my pay. Saturday morning. Times that I've had, but I've got to get my rest.
for the time that I've had. But I've got to get my rest, 'cause money's a man.
This is a KUWS Twin Spin.
I want to jump, but I'm afraid I'll fall.
Ambulance, baby! That's the back end of a KUWS Radio Sicko Twin Spin! From Ace Records, that's Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns, Loud and Proud, with a Rockin' Pneumonia and Boogie Woogie Flu on Kickin' KUWS. Machine Gun Kelly's at the Jitterbug Protest. Hey, what's the deal, man, with all these rowdies? How come they don't like the Jitterbug?
They love the Bug King, Timothy. That's why they're protesting.
Sounds like they're dancing.
Sounds like they're dancing to music from another radio station.
Rockin', rollin', strollin', and patrollin' on the WDSM Night Patrol with Pat Cadigan. Keep the Jitterbug protest alive at Superior Estate, cats and kittens. Don't let Big Daddy take it away. Pat the cat and the platters understand. Only you can do it.
Only you.
Cadigan? Man, this is so uncool, Big Gun.
Hey, they never even heard of me. And there's 500 characters here. Dig that?
I know you, man. You're Tommy Gun Kelly.
Close. So what's up, Doc?
I say, down with the Baptist blowhards.
Oh, what's wrong with Baptists, man?
Nothing, Tommy. It's just the daddy-os who run the Baptist colleges have written an epistle banning Jitterbug at Wake Forest and six other Baptist colleges. Not cool. They can't tell us how to have a blast with the dolly.
I dig that. So what's with the shades at night?
They're cool anytime, man.
And you don't want college president Colonel Jim Dan Hill to recognize you.
That Big Daddy is big bad news, Tommy.
Hey, you can call me Gun. It's my middle name.
Also, there's more cats here than kittens, so I don't want anyone knowing I'm dancing with a guy.
Roger that. Just crash your cool-o-meter.
Gotta split, man. Cadigan's spinning some great hot wax.
Hey, he's bad, all right.
With the only real rock and roll radio show, Pat the Cat Cadigan here, knocking it off for the Jitterbug protesters at Superior State.
Take out the papers and the trash!
One more hint, King Timothy, on Find the Pumpkin. It's in a musical room right here at Superior State.
Good, get this over with. For Pat the Cat Cadigan and the Cats Outside Old Main, here are the Jive Bombers and Bad Boy on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
I'm just a bad boy.
the shade. I can see all the folks. They're laughing at me. 'Cause I'm just naturally crazy.
Savoy Records, Clarence Palmer and the Jive Bombers on Kickin' KUWS. Machine Gun Kelly ran all the way up the stairs here at Old Main. Man, it is a good thing you are in shape.
Can't talk. Having a heart attack, man.
But we need the final clue.
Never mind, I know where it is.
Clue me, Denny, and then let the throng descend on whatever poor suckers have it in their annoying public musical building. Suddenly, I have an overwhelming feeling of doom.
It's in our lobby. You walked right past it before your show.
I'm always in a hurry to get on the air, baby.
I'm leaving now.
You mean that ugly orange round thing with maple leaves and candles sticking out of it?
10-4.
Time to cut out cats and kittens. Tune in to Playhouse 90 with Ben Gazzara, Keenan Wynn, and Jackie Coogan at 8:30 tonight on KDAL-TV. Tonight, the show's called The Troublemakers. That fits tonight to a T. We'll be back same time, same dog pond, the good Lord willing, and Colonel Hill doesn't mind a mob in Old Main. For Denny Anderson and the gang, this is Tim Michaels, rocking your world. You didn't go to a lot of trouble hiding that pumpkin there, big gun.
I put it in an obvious place, man. That makes it out of this world.
Or out to lunch. Prepare to be mobbed. And what's the prize, anyway?
An ugly orange round thing with maple leaves and candles sticking out of
yeah.
it.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1957, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Rich Kramer, Kathy Loxo, Kathy Berggren, Bruce McDonald, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1957 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow. Thanks for listening.
Housewife's work is never done. It's dreadful continuity. It's always there. It's so daily.
But you don't have a job, so it can't be too bad.
Oh, you think...
Oh, God, I'm going to get calls on that. Oh, God.